Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Great show here with the Husseini brothers, Ali and Yosef. Ali, of course, BD Outdoors, Local Knowledge TV, and Yosef is the angler's realtor and having a great time talking about fishing, talking about real estate, about fun stuff here in Southern California.
I always trip at what a split of questions, you know, happen for the show. It's always so much fun, and, you know, Yosef's, like, the knowledge that you have on the real estate game always blows me away. It's really fun. Yeah, lots of great stuff going on and lots of great info going on, too. If you want to give us a call this morning, be a part of the show, 213-432-1090 is how you do it with our phones, or again, text the show. That text the show option only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's also the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and we are giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today. It's a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. Basically, you're going to get a $300 gift certificate that's good for $300 on the website. So you might pick a lesser expensive pair and then get some killer Costa swag to go along with it. All their performance T-shirts, coolers, koozies, everything. You might spend it all on a badass pair of shades. Whatever you want, you got $300 coming your way from Costa, a rad prize. And again, both our callers and texters are going to be eligible for that. We're going to pick a potential winner from each category, flip a coin at the end of the show, and that's going to determine who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's find out what's fighting, Rick.
It's time for the Catch Report, and today our FishDope.com report, sponsored by the low, low, low gas prices for your car, truck, or trailer boat, only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. The Auto Bistro at Summit has all you need for fishing gear. They've got water, soda, snacks, sandwiches, and you can even get your California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. They've got tons of ice. It's always available, and it's free with a purchase. 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. That's Summit Gasoline. They're the lowest prices and free ice. A super easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat and trailer, too. At Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Don't forget to buy your friends Arallo grand raffle tickets, as someone is going to win $2,000 worth of gas and all the ice you want while you're using that card at Summit Gasoline. Again, that drawing can be held April 29th, so buy your ticket soon. There's not a lot of time left.
Yeah.
That might be the top prize of the Arallo jackpot.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of great prizes.
Of course there is. I know.
However,
that.
I mean, if you look down that list and you think, well, if I get first selection, I'm going to Summit.
$2,000
yeah.
worth of free fuel, and you get unlimited
ice you want
while you're spending that $2,000.
Yeah.
So rad.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's really so great of the people over at Summit to do that, too.
Yep, no doubt, man. I always check that, like, because I come down Rosecrans when I'm going to work every day, so I always check their little, you know, they got that. It's so not fair.
So unfair.
They've got their banner of what their fuel price, like, right next door to another gas station, and it's like $1 a gallon cheaper. Like, they're so inexpensive compared to the surrounding people. That's a rad spot. I like those guys a bunch.
Good people.
Well, hey, let's get on with our catch report and find out what's bright in our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. He's got that FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Pete, Allie, Yosef. What a great show, man. Having a great time listening to you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
So, you know, these past few days, I got to say, it's really been nice to feel that warm sun and along with some calm seas offshore and biting fish. It's been a rare combination this winter spring season so far, and hopefully it sticks here for a bit. But we did get a lot of reports this week, so starting up north, mostly Santa Cruz Island here, been some really good sea bass fishing on them anchor grade sea bass, a lot of big ones up there. Chinese Harbor was kind of the epicenter there, but scattered around some other spots. Also, there's squid in multiple spots around the island there. So a lot of that fish is on the bait grounds, like always, like you might expect there. And then after that dies off, you might want to pull some drifts through the area, drop a loop setups down toward the bottom. And then a lot of guys are fishing the plastics also. Those northern guys really like to fish the plastics for that sea bass, bigger jigs and lighter colors. White's always a good one there. And, man, they get them on the plastic. It's something we probably ought to spend a little more time with down this way. Got to watch that weather up there, though. You got to pick the days. That northwest just gets brutal up in that sector. Nothing new out there at Nick. No exotics yet, but great cod fishing, of course, at Santa Barbara Island. Guys mentioned it a couple weeks ago. Briefly, better keep an eye on that little island. It's time. Been some good grade sea bass and a sprinkle of halibut and occasional yellowtail. That's my favorite little island. It's tuning up for sure. Catalina, quite a bit of squid around, front side and backside. And more sea bass filtering in, including some really big ones. Diver got one there pushing 70 pounds here like a week or so ago. Really big one. And then backside east, backside west has been the better area for the sea bass. And when you're fishing the beaches up there for them sea bass, those halibuts are really biting up super shallow, like 5, 10, 15 feet of water. And very few yellows there at that island, though. And offshore, the bluefins are creeping up and getting closer, and they're biting, man. It's so nice to get that stuff rolling. Past few days, it's just kind of west. I drew a line from the 302 to the 371 and beyond, and kind of on that line, and then a little bit west from there. It's getting closer to U.S. waters, but mostly the smaller ones here recently, 20 to 30 pounds, a few bigger ones here and there. And for that daytime fish, fly line a sardine on 25 or 30 pound with a number two hook, or fish a cold sniper or Zacana, like the 80 to 120 gram sizes. Both those methods have been working good on the daytime fish. Of course, nighttime fish is the bigger jigs and bigger tackle, and there's been some bigger ones around. They're seeing some of that bigger fish. This haven't been biting all that much yet, but that will change. And I was just looking just before we started up here, I was just looking at the buoy reports in the area offshore there, the weather buoy and the buoy outside of the Coronados. It's crept up to 60 and 61 degrees in the last day or two.
Ooh.
And that bodes well for the season. And, man, I just hope it keeps warming up, straightening out, and them fish keep biting. It's time to go, guys. Time to go fishing.
Yeah, and, of course, fishdope.com, they have the reports. Boy, those guys have just been doing such a great job while they're biting right now. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach, right in the corner of both of Chica and Edinger by Chevron Station. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Allie, didn't you have a 30-foot Grady White there for a while in your collection of boats?
We did at one point, sir, and I was a really, really big fan of that boat.
Yeah, they're nice boats.
Good size.
Yeah, that's cool. One of our good friends and customers has the opportunity to use a nearly brand new 30-footer. We're building a tank for it right now, and going to be fishing a lot on that boat here this summer and fall, it looks like. And yeah, it's going to be fun. I was down on it the other day looking around, man. This is, oh, it's going to be so comfortable.
I like this Suburban of boats, man. It does everything really well. It's got a lot of room.
Yeah, nice.
That's cool.
But we got to love that old innovator we had, huh?
That was a hell of a boat. We were talking about it yesterday on the water. We caught a lot of fish on that thing. That was was rigged right, and it ran well, and it was just for what we do.
That was the same boat, right? You had Mark's old boat.
Yeah.
That thing's got some history, man.
Yep. Yeah, he really pimped that thing out, and then with a little bit of time, we kind of took it to another level as well. We love that boat. Still love it.
So cool. Hey, Mark, great to hear from you. Thanks for a fantastic report. It just keeps getting better every week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
It's definitely getting better and better. We'll talk to you guys this weekend, or we'll see you.
See you, Mark.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, let's jump into the phones while we're waiting to continue with our C4th report, and we're going to talk to Carl calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, Carl? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I got a couple questions. What's the difference between a Delica 10 and a Trinidad 14? And is the cow cod season in, or is there, you can't catch them still?
A couple of good questions. Okay, Ricky, what's the difference?
Biggest difference is a lever drag versus a star drag. And, like, those, although are similar reels in size, pretty significant difference in duty. Trinidad 14 is like your best casting star drag small reel you can buy. Super great for fishing a light bait. The spool weighs nothing, so your bait can swim line off the reel real easy. When you go to make a cast, there's like no inertia to get started because you just have a spool running on two bearings, still good power, still lightweight, like my favorite, you know, light line fly line outfit, 20-25 pound. Italica 10 is a lever drag, two-speed reel, also small, but, you know, heavier duty, a little bit heavier spool. It's not going to cast the bait nearly as well as the Trinidad is, although it still casts fantastic for a lever drag two-speed. Where you have the advantage is a lot more drag pressure, more torque, and obviously a lower gear. So you would often use a Italica 10 in a heavier line, but still wanting a smaller reel. You know, fill it full of 65-pound Max Quattro and fish a 30 or 40-pound top shot to it. Where a Trinidad, the Trinidad 14, you're often not fishing much more than, say, 25-pound line. So that'd probably be the biggest difference.
All right, cool.
And Calcod, still got to let him go.
You got to let him go. Maybe next year.
Maybe.
Yeah. Next April.
And keep in mind that with this, you know, extra depth that we're allowed to fish, calcods are becoming a lot more commonly caught because, you know, we're fishing in a depth that they reside in a lot more. And, you know, when you're trying to descend a cod that weighs 10 pounds or 15 pounds or maybe even 20 pounds, like, it takes more than a 6-ounce torpedo sinker to pull one of those things down. So just be prepared for that. If you get lucky enough to catch a rad fish like that, make sure you can send that thing back down.
Yeah,
like,
have enough weight on your descending device.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good questions. Ollie, speaking of cod, we know you are the cod master there. How has this new depth thing changed your life?
So much fun.
Yeah.
So rad.
I mean, it's like these fish have never seen a hook.
Yeah.
I don't have any spots that are out past 500 feet. So, you know.
So everything's within less than 400 feet.
I mean, that's how we used to always fish. You know, every once in a while we get dumb and drop, you know, 550 or 600 just to see what happened. But finding new spots, learning how to rig, I'm geeked out. I got all the three-way swivels and the beads and the crimps and all that stuff, making my own Florida-style deep drop rigs so they don't tangle. And we've been catching fish in 500 to 1,400 feet of water.
Wow. And, like, the playing field is so leveled. You know, I mean, those grounds have been off limits for so long that you're discovering new spots. And even if the spot's not, quote-unquote, new, like, it just hasn't been touched in so long. It's really fun.
It is. It's cool. And, I mean, they just get bigger. And I can tell you, once you pull those fish up from 600-700 feet, it's not the same eating fish. They taste like eating crab.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so rich. I don't know if it's the cold water, what they're eating, whatever. They are delicious. I mean, I've been feeding my whole family with them. I don't know how many I've given my brother and my dad, and everybody just wants more.
That's so cool.
It's a lot of fun. It's like a whole new thing. You know, a new playground to go mess around in, you know?
My son wants to eat rockfish every day.
Is that right? It tastes so good, huh?
It kind of grosses Ollie out how much fish the kid eats.
That's so good.
Wow. Fish every single day.
Wow.
Gross. I love it.
How old is he?
Calamari, nigiri. He's six. He's going to be seven in a couple
days. And he loves fish. Good for him.
That's right.
Does he like to fish?
Oh, yeah. He loves fishing.
Yeah, nuts for
it. Caught his first three tuna when he was 3 years old.
No
kidding. Does he like hunting or fishing more? That's the big question.
I don't know, man. Like, we took him duck hunting. He lost his mind. He was pissed because he didn't have his own waders and he couldn't go chase the ducks down.
That's not rad.
Yeah.
But he's cool. Getting...
He's following in the footsteps, though. Whatever it is outdoors, he's stoked.
Yeah, no, sure. I love it. He just loves hanging out, and he's a trooper, man. I mean, you know, duck hunting is cold and wet and all that, and he had so much fun. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hunting, so he can't decide whether hunting or fishing, whatever, but both are great.
And his little brother's going to be right behind him, I think, too. He's a monster.
I love it.
Little baby.
How old's the little brother?
He's 10 months, and he's almost 30 pounds. He wears 3T clothes.
Wow.
He's huge.
He looks like a little Eskimo. He's like the chunkiest, fattest little kid ever. He's hilarious.
That's right.
That's so cool, Yosef. Yeah. Good kids. Good dad, for sure. Hey, look at Marcos.
Yeah. Let's continue.
That guy on the radio over at Seaforth. What's up, Marcos?
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Everything's great, man. The fish are biting.
I just heard about that. That's it's kind of nice information there. The ass I called in this morning from their day and a half trips. We have 4 day and a halfs out today. But their first one called in, and they already had 25 bluefin on the boat in that 25 to 40 pound range. So that's definitely a good start.
Nice.
Claire Supreme on day three of their 3 day trip, and for those 3 days, they have 125 fish, and they have 7 of them that are in that 120 to 140-pound range there. So they spent the first couple of days, you know, catching that 25 to 40 with some big ones mixed in, and they're going to be looking for those big ones today. And sounds like they're finding them. So very good fishing there. The San Diego also getting on that bluefin action yesterday. 33 bluefin and 28 yellowtail for the full-day trip. The day before that, they had 28 bluefin, 11 bonito. So this is, you know, what we've all been waiting for there, and it's definitely starting to take off, and some really nice weather there. So definitely check the schedule, seaforthlanding.com. We've got a bunch of trips scheduled throughout the week here. The ASIC has us in 2 days in there. Pacific has some day and a half. The Highliner has their first open party trip leaving next Friday. They've got a day and a half going out. And if you want to hop on one of those weekend trips, maybe you're not ready to start taking all those weekdays off to go fishing yet, that's a definitely a good option. So check that out. The half-day trip's still doing very good. Like you're just talking about, that deep water bottom fishing has just been super successful for them with the rockfish and the reds, and very, very good fishing. Just when you come out for those, you know, we've been having trouble convincing people that you need heavy gear. You can't get away with a 25-pound, you know, a couple hundred yards of line on there, because they are fishing that 400 to 500 feet plus there using 12 to 16 ounce sinkers. So trust us with that. You know, that's very good fishing there, but you definitely need the gear for that. So again, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got all those trips out there, the half days, those full days if you want to get some bluefin. We got the 1 days, day and a half, some 2 days in the mix there. And starting next month, we're going to be running some twilight trips on the Friday, Saturdays. And a lot of people really like those. It's such a great way to start off your weekend, come down Friday evening, get out there on the water. And, hey, if the weather holds up, they'll probably be doing some of that deep water fishing there possibly too. So check that out. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, answer any questions you have. Or come down and visit us in person. Get your gear all ready to go, because the season is definitely fully upon us now, and it's just going to get better from here on out. So we'd love to get you guys set up and get you out there fishing.
Man, awesome, Marcos. Well, a great report as always. So stoked to hear that fish biting in full day range. The obvious fantastic fishing for the day and a half, guys. Full swing at Seaforth, man. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to another great report next weekend.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right, thanks. That wraps up our catch report.
You got it, man. Today it's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and pokey kit. You can also stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. The warning that we've been giving about making sure you get your reservations in, it has officially happened. The fishing season is here.
Yeah.
It's busy. You're hearing about every boat being full, that kind of stuff. You've got to make your reservations. When you book your next trip, the next phone call you need to make is a text over to them at 619-255-3128 to secure your spot to get your fish cut, because there's nobody like Fisherman's Processing.
There's no question about that. Hey, a great text that came through via, of course, the only way to text is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you haven't downloaded the Let's Talk Hookup app, please do. It's free and easy, and it's on the App Store or the Google Play Store, either one. It's free and easy, and you will not regret it. I can promise you that, because it's a great app. Hey, Tommy and Vista says, I just was down in Florida with my brother-in-law from Alaska, showing him local knowledge show, and now he's hooked on it. We wanted to get the fishing mode, so we watched a couple of Everglade shows, and it worked. I caught my first snook. Wanted to say it's a great show, and Florida fishing is way different than here in San Diego.
That's awesome, Tommy. So, yeah. We love to hear that. Yeah, that's a bummer. Like, you know, you grew up in California, like, you go on a fishing trip, you go to Baja, you might go to Puerto Vallarta, you might do something like that, and if you can drink the water in Florida, it's an easy flight from here, and the fishing is just so different from anything we do here. It really changes your perspective. You know, I can't encourage people enough. No matter where you're going for it, find a good reputable guide online. Go try it. You know, you may absolutely fall in love with it.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Local Knowledge TV, is that you do kind of the bi-coastal thing. You do stuff locally here in Southern California, and then you do the Florida thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then always somewhere rad.
It's really a nice mix.
That was the idea, yeah. Kind of expose the Florida guys to what we do out here, and then same over here. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's worked for us.
Where's the show most popular? Is it more popular with the Florida guys?
More on the West Coast, and I think that's mostly because BD, you know, has always promoted it, and we're stronger here.
Sure.
You know, but like, dude, I can't walk through an airport in Florida without somebody coming up and recognizing me and saying they love the show. And
cool.
You know, we do a lot of boat shows and stuff back there. Everybody knows who we are, so it's really cool. It's really cool.
And everybody knows Rush too.
Everybody knows Rutchie.
Yeah.
He's hard to miss. He has no neck. You can see him from a mile away.
Yeah, football player, right?
Yep, he was an old football player. And he CrossFits in the morning before he runs a charter.
Oh my god,
dude, what is wrong with
really?
You?
Really?
Yeah, you're making us look bad. Just go eat a donut or something.
Yeah,
he's a monster. He's a monster.
Cool. Yeah, it's cool. So what is the most popular episode ever of Wolf of Mallard's?
Question.
It's funny. I know exactly which it is because it was on YouTube, and it's the one where we went to the Northeast and we harpooned giant bluefin. And something happened with that show. I don't know if it was a YouTube algorithm thing or what, but we were preempted on TV by Shark Week.
Oh.
And what we think happened is, people want to get their fix, so they went to YouTube. And now there's a bunch of people watching this video way more than would normally be doing it. It's got like 2.2 million views on YouTube.
Come on.
For a 20-bit fishing episode? Like, that's crazy.
And which episode?
It's the Northeast. I don't know the number or whatever, but
yeah. We
harpooned giant bluefin. If you go to like the most popular videos, it's number one and there's nothing even close.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah.
And it was cool as heck. I mean, doing that harpoon thing and seeing the footage from the plane, there's great whites around. Cape Cod is an awesome spot.
Yeah.
We're really, and that might be something you see this year. We're trying to get back over there. We had a blast.
Go back and do it again.
And there's lobster rolls. So.
That too, right?
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah. Hey, the American Angler has one spot open on an 8-day trip departing June 12th.
Oh.
One spot. You talk about Prime.
Yeah.
And that's one of only two spots available on the American Angler until December 27th.
Holy.
How about that, huh? So, Lori told me, she says, you want to go on the American Angler, a spot open on an 8-day departing 6/12, June 12th, and grab it.
Previously sold out, one spot open.
Yeah.
That's your chance.
Exactly. Until December 27th.
That's crazy.
Yeah. How about that, huh? Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Greg? He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Ollie and Joseph, good to hear your voices together.
Hey,
question I have for Joseph here is, you know what Greg this is, about land, purchasing land. I had it in my dream house in Hamul. The economy kind of crashed there, and it was kind of a lot of steps for an old guy that used to walk on ladders a lot. So I sold that and bought some property in Arizona that's doing great. But I'm looking and thinking to get into buying some land for here to replace that. And I do construction, but I don't do home buying. Can you help me out with land information?
Definitely. I kind of specialize in land. There's not a lot of guys that do, but I sell at least a couple pieces of land a year, and I've got some background on what to look for and that kind of thing. So, yeah,
nice.
I'd love to. I think I know which Greg
proper
this is.
Proper permitting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know which Greg this is. Just shoot me a text, and I'll get with you this week, and we'll get you handled.
And then if somebody doesn't have your cell phone, how do we get a hold of you? What's the best way to contact you?
You can call me on my cell, 619-277-2169.
Do it again.
619-277-2169.
And then or SoCalHomeEval.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
The cool thing about Joseph, too, is like, it's not like an act for the radio show. Like, you're such a down-to-earth, easy-to-deal-with person who happens to specialize in the home buying process. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like totally opposite of his brother.
Totally.
Yeah.
This guy's cool and nice and easy to hang out with.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Hey, well,
you know we love you.
I had a great text come through. This one is for Ollie, and this is from James La Jolla. It says, hey, guys, I'm not sure what I'm doing on the dock with this killer leather we're having, but really enjoying the show. I've got my California Flyer killer kite set up. And ready to go for the season. My question is for Ali. I'm wondering, when is the right time to deploy the California Flyer? Do you wait until you see a good size active school with fish blowing up, or do you just like to troll a productive area? Do you like to drift and wait? Looking for some advice. Thanks for the show.
Man, that's probably like, and I think Ricky would agree, the most stressful thing when we're on those big fish is just trying to figure out when and where to, you know, what they want at a particular time. It's funny, last year my wife was like, well, you guys killed him yesterday. How come you only got one today? I'm like, honey, I got no control over this. We find them, and it's really, I feel like the last couple of years, it depends on what mood they're in.
Yeah.
Some days, like I finished the season, I ran to the Tanner Bank, rolled right into 200-pounders, acres and acres and acres of breeders. Oh, my God, it's on. We fished all day, caught zero fish. I saw them all day. They're all around the boat.
It happens. It's
It, they're just, sometimes, and especially early in the season and late in the season, they get weird. But where I like to use a California flyer is when we're dropping it into breezers. Because I can see the fish. I know they're there. I'm not wasting time.
Hang it in the air.
It's exactly what we do. Hang it in the air. We position the boat right. Try to get the bait out in front of the school without spooking it. Drop it down. And then more times than not, it's on. You know, you
are you trolling it through the school?
We're
or just
walking
it.
Not trolling, walking it. Right. Like motors in gear, 3 knots. Okay. And another thing I found with the California flyer is it seems crazy to me, but a lot of times when we're drifting, it'll definitely get bit. But if it's not moving, I think those fish are smelling that bait as they get closer to it. They'll come up and roll on it. I mean, look, when it's good, they'll eat a hot dog, you know. But when it's picky, I've seen them before come up and deep roll and turn off at the last second. I feel like that.
Because it doesn't smell.
It doesn't stink. I mean, everybody's got flying fish on their hands before. That stuff stinks.
Yeah.
And I feel like if it's moving just a little bit, and that was the first time I used a California flyer, I kept getting short bit, and I started walking it around at 3-4 knots, and, dude, we couldn't keep them off.
Really?
And the biggest thing for me with California flyer is the rebite.
Totally.
So many times you get bit, your flying fish looks like it just went through a blender, and you're out of the game, right? With that California flyer, dude, we get bit. That lure will go down 20 feet and somehow not stick, come right back out to the surface, bounce, bounce, boom. Like,
really?
As fast as, and for me, it's like, it's the first bait that I'm going to put out.
And you know that if you had a frozen flyer out there, that's it.
You
know,
you're
done. That bite is over with. You got to re-rig and you got to send another one out there.
You're standing there with your you-know-what in your hands and you have no chance of catching a fish now. And you got to zip that thing in, put another one on, clip it, send it back out. Now, if I'm drift fishing, I really do like to just leave a dead one out there.
Yeah.
Or if we're fighting a fish, just leave a dead one out there as much as possible. But not to say you won't get bit, but I feel like a little bit of motion with the California flyer, it really goes a long way. And that's that. Position yourself in front of the school, walking it across them, and you know, and then getting slammed.
And when they're like chipping and walking away from you, and they're not hauling ass, but they're not very slow either. You can still move and catch up to them with the California flyer, where if you have a frozen one, you've got to have it up in the air and you've got to then drop it into them. And you can, like you said,
that was
the perfect word, is you can walk it into them. And you can walk it fast-ish. You know, you don't want to be hauling ass with it, but you can walk it in. You can catch up to them and you can position it to them the way that you want to and still be fishing it effective the whole way. Like, you might be thinking that you need to go, another 500 yards before you get there, and then, you know, that school is lagging below the waterway before you thought, and you're bit well before you get to where you want to. So you're fishing it the whole time you're trying to make your approach.
Yeah. I'll bet those guys from California Flyer are going to be at the Dana Landing event on Saturday, May 6th. They were there last year.
Almost for sure.
Yeah, I would say they're pretty sure they're going to be
there. And one other California Flyer tip is don't run the whole bait in the water. So, in other words, like with the dead flyer, a lot of times we have the bait pancake flat and we're walking it through the water, just the tail. Just tickle the tail.
On the California flyer, you just want the tail.
Let it slap. It keeps the wings from getting beat up, and it makes a little bit more motion. And you couldn't do it with a dead bait because of all that hitting the water and bouncing back up. It's just going to tear it up. California flyer works great for that.
What about weather with the California flyer? You want flat, calm conditions, or does it matter?
I think that the fish get a little dumb when there's some ripple on the water or more. It just seems like they don't see the picture above the water line as well, and they get a little bit more, apt to bite. Where when it's crystal, crystal clear, I think they get a good look at everything that's going on up there, and I don't feel like they commit just as fast. But, it's personal experience.
And whether it's a California flyer or a dead flyer, like, a little breeze, one, the texture on the water, things aren't, you're not getting a perfect picture, but it's also that breeze is like gusting the balloon and gusting the kite, and the bait is shaking and moving a lot more. Like, they just look like, if you're looking at it in the gyros and there's some breeze and chop on the water, your bait just looks so much better than if it's one of those dead still, dead calm, really tough to get the bait away from the boat. Like,
and
texture is always better.
And everything's easier with wind. Like, your kite line's tighter, it supports the weight of the bait easier. Like, we've done this a million times. The wind goes away, and it will make you look like an idiot every single time. Oh, I'm going to put another balloon on this. I'm going to do, like, you're trying everything in your toolkit, but at some point, you need that wind to really make it work. I mean, we've caught fish off the California flyer in a balloon, just bump trolling it, because you cannot get a kite up. There's just not enough wind, but wind, like Ricky said, I think it makes them bite better, but it definitely makes your life a lot easier trying to work and maneuver that rig too.
All right,
let's go. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty Air 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Dave Brown with Okuma Fishing Tackle, and I wanted to personally tell you about a great opportunity to own the latest in Okuma products. Okuma Fishing Tackle is donating a $2,000 shopping spree to benefit the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea organization, and one lucky winner will be able to choose any of the products from the Okuma lineup. Okuma is a proud sponsor of the Rollo program, and we wanted to create an exciting promotion that would benefit Captain Rollo's ability to get more kids fishing. Entering the $2,000 giveaway is easy. Just buy 5 Rollo Grand Raffle tickets and you will receive one entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on April 29th. To purchase tickets, contact Tim at RolloKids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. Good luck to everyone and thank you for support of Okuma and the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Been such a busy morning. Phones are still totally packed up. We do have an opportunity for you at 213-432-1090, as well as that texting option on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, thanks for all the great texts. Thanks for all the great calls. Hey, I want to remind you, you have 1 week left, or less than 1 week, because the big drawing is next Saturday, to buy your Captain Rollo Kids at Sea Friends of Rollo Grand Raffle Prize tickets. And if you buy them, you're going to receive five Grand Raffle Rollo tickets, you're going to receive an entry into that $2,000 Okuma bonus drawing. The winner for that is going to be the 29th, and all the winners are going to be drawn next Saturday, the 29th. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But if you want to purchase tickets, this is your last week. Don't forget, it is Tim at RolloKids.org. Tim at Rollo. RolloKids.org, or you can call Tim at 909-223-9631. 909-223-9631. Don't forget, all the money raised goes to Taking Kids Fishing. And if you go to RolloKids.org and you look at the list of prizes that are available, including that $2,000 gasoline card at Summit Gasoline and a lot of other great stuff, It's pretty unbelievable. So get your tickets. If you already have tickets, buy more.
Yeah.
And get an opportunity to win that $2,000 Akuma deal. Scott Sherman, what's up?
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. I heard Ali, so I had to call in and say hi.
What's up?
Hey, what's
up, dude?
Quick question, buddy. You're talking about, I got two things. One, are you going to be fishing the Southwestern Yacht Club bottom fishing tournament? And then what's your favorite setup for bottom fishing?
Yes, absolutely. It'll be a pleasure to take your money.
I can't imagine how big the fish are going to be this year because of the new depth restrictions.
I think it's going to be really interesting. And, it's fun. We fished that tournament for years and years and years. And I don't know, man. I never wanted to rockfish when I was younger. And now, like, you might catch one yellowtail go cast all day. I'm like, I'm going for reds. I can't get enough of it. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to fishing that tournament. Southwestern does a great job. The money goes to a good cause. And for a bottom fishing setup, you know, I use a bigger reel, like almost that Fathom 40 narrow, something like that, or a 30 Fathom with a good stout rod. I feel like it doesn't beat you up as bad all day. 7'6" rod, 40 to 80 pounds, something like that. It is definitely a little bit heavier, but it works well. And the other thing we like to do, too, which we really geek out on, is the slow pitch stuff. You know, that really light braid with that tiny little rod. You would not believe what a 5-pound cod will do on that slow pitch.
Cool. Really?
Oh, they're pulling drag. I mean, dude, they will wreck you. Literally bend the tip of the rod into the water.
Wow.
It's just fun,
and
you know?
It's crazy how good 30-pound Spectra gets to the bottom. Oh, you know what I mean? Like when you're fishing your Ganyan and your heavy Spectra and, you know, you need a 16-ounce torpedo sinker to get there, or you can tie in a Colt Sniper and 30-pound Spectra and somehow rock it down to the bottom.
Like a missile.
It's wild what it's drag.
Like how deep can you fish those things?
I mean, we're not that smart. I was 550, 600 feet.
Wow.
I know the Florida guys do a lot of that stuff. The only thing that's a bummer is you're usually using those littler reels. I mean, it's like you're handling like a million cranks to get that thing, the line back. But, you know, it's worked really good for that, too, is that Fathom low profile, the, you know, Trank style reel.
Uh-huh.
So we've been using that 300 size on a long pitch rod. And then we either use those fancy jigs, you know, which work great. Or the thing we've been doing a lot of, too, is getting a heavy jig head and using that 8-inch Berkeley Gulp.
Oh.
Almost like an Alaska style deal.
Like how heavy a jig head?
Like 6 ounces, 8 ounces. Oh, it depends on how deep you are. Yeah, it's pretty heavy, but man, the thing is that big bait just sifts through all the
little
fish.
Target just big ones?
Just big ones. You know, that's probably what we'll be
you
using.
You tip it with squid or no?
No, needs Gulp.
Gulp.
I've been caughting all winter long, have very good results, and I have not bought a piece of bait.
Wow.
The old man in me will not buy a box of squid for $25. I'm like, that's $3 box of
squid.
Squid
has gotten so expensive.
Right?
Yeah. Crazy.
Dude, you go over the Brigantine and get it with some tartar sauce, you know, fried up delicious for less than you can buy a box of squid to feed to fish.
I never used to keep the boxes, like, after, you know, you have
to throw it away.
You just throw them away and, you know, toss it over the side and throw the rest in the trash.
No, box of squid is $25
for 25, the big box, yeah.
It's
almost
box.
$30 at Dana.
And for your small, you know, like, 1-pound pack, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like $8 or $9 now.
For the
like,
little tray.
For the small guy, yeah.
Well, why?
From what I heard, like, the food processors bought, like, all of the places to process squid, and so, like, you know, the people that just did the bait thing have to go through a much more expensive process. You know, it's exactly as you can imagine. The guy that was catching bait, it now cost him considerably more money than it used to get the bait processed, and that buck always just gets passed along to us at the end, you know, like.
What if you go to a guy like 99 Ranch or something?
I don't know. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
It might be cheaper over there. I go there and get squids for swordfish.
Yeah.
You know, they usually got a pretty good selection of bigger squid.
I don't know it would be cheaper. I think what happened is, like, the bait price has probably just increased to what it, you know, closer to what food grade was. You know, so maybe you get a better quality product. That might be a thing. But I think what happened is the bait price more so caught up to what food grade price would be.
Yeah. If you don't have to stop for bait or buy bait, I mean, it's just nice, you know, the Gulp, dealing with Gulp all day, as bad as it smells, is a lot better than having squid all over your hands. You got to eat your sandwich later on.
What size Gulp are you using?
Like an 8-inch grub or a 6-inch.
Where do you
grub.
Find those?
You guys, I know Dana does sell them. Do you guys sell them at Fisherman's Weekend?
We do small stuff. Everything we have in Gulp is like swimming doing mullets for ganyon tipping and things like that. We don't have any of the big. We sell, like, the Alaska-style Kalen Biggin grubs, and I really like using that Corey slug that he has. That,
oh, yeah.
It's really
slug.
Meant for calico bass fishing.
I've heard it works awesome. Oh, it works.
And lingcods, too. Like, that is the best lingcod thing there is. Yeah, really. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I'll come grab a few of those.
Sherm, what's the details on that tournament? Again, can people still get in on it?
Yeah, there's still room, and it's going really, really well. We've got some really good prizes for the raffle and the dinner afterwards, and that's one of the things a lot of people forget about is after the tournament we get together and cook up all the fish we just caught for a big, giant fish fry and have raffle and auction items. Ricky and them over at Fisherman's Landing came through big time. We've got Phoenix rods and two-speed Speedmaster reels. We've got Mad Max coming out our ears. So we've got all kinds of good prizes. We even have for the auction this year, we've got a four-night stay at a luxury condo in Kauai with a fishing trip on Kauai all included. So, I mean,
wow.
We've got some very nice stuff. You go to the website, southwesternyc.org, and just click on the events tab, and everything is right there for you. You can sign up and get out there, support a good cause. It's elder help that, you know, helps seniors stay in their homes. And it's just a good cause and a whole lot of fun. And yeah, you can get there and watch Ali come in second. It'd be perfect.
And so it's southwesternyc.org.
Yep, that's the website. And click on the events tab.
And you can sign up right online.
Yeah, you can sign up. The registration form and everything is right there for you. And we've got a lot of people starting to take some interest in it. More and more people are signing up. And just wanted to make sure you guys come out and enjoy the festivities and support a good cause and have a lot of fun.
For sure. What's the date?
May 13th.
May 13th. Okay. So like 4 weeks away.
Coming up.
Yeah. It's just getting closer every day. And the raffle prizes and all that are piling up in the garage as we speak. So it should be a fun time.
Fantastic. Sherm, great to hear from you. Thanks for the info. And go get those cods. Go get those big lingcods. Good luck. I hope you beat
them. Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you, there's also a lingcod division. So there's two different divisions. There's your bottom fish, which
we know.
And you're talking to the lingcod. Well, you're talking to the lingcod winner from last year, so we might as well have to try it again.
That's crazy. I totally didn't think you'd mention that. That's wild. I didn't see that coming at all.
No.
I totally did. That came out of left field.
I know.
I was really sure.
I know.
Hey, Sherm, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Later, Sherm.
Appreciate that. Hey, Ollie, Rick and Ventura wants to know, have you tried black cod? Good question.
Dude, Ricky and I text about this like once
weekly.
A week.
Seriously,
no joke. It's like, where do we get them? Where do we get them? We want to catch them so bad.
Because they live here, right?
Yeah, for
they
sure.
They do, yeah.
Especially where he is in Ventura, right? He's probably even better.
I think as you go north, they get bigger and shallower.
Yeah,
right.
You know, up down here, I have not cracked it. We've caught a handful of them random over the years, and they've been small. Yeah. Have you ever caught any?
No. And I like fishing super deep. Like, I like fishing black gill rockfish, which is a slope rockfish, not a shelf one, real deep. Right. And I'm assuming that we're going to incidentally catch one. I've caught a lot of them up north, but I've yet to catch one down here. And, like, there's a good commercial fishery for them down here, guys, both longline and potfish for them here.
Yeah.
But from what I've talked to, like, the problem the guys at longline form, they say that, like, you catch them in bunches and it's a little bit no rhyme or reason to it. Like, they'll set a bunch of gear in the bottom and you'll have a bunch of empty hooks in a row, and then you'll have a little pocket that are fish, and then empty again. And, like, you know, so I don't know. Targeting with the rod and reel has been our issue, but I want to do it so bad.
Yeah.
They're rad. It's like the, super good eating fish.
They're so killer and
different and funky looking and super deep. And
And the thorny heads, too. We need to dial that in.
Thorny heads,
yeah. Another super, super deep rockfish. They don't get huge, but they're cool looking.
They almost look like
a sculpin or something like that. And, yeah, there's so much still left to explore, you know? The thing is like, most of our transducers don't work well to that depth.
Right.
What depth is that?
It's blind dropping. Well, the
2,000?
Rockfish, or the black cod, they say is like 2,000 to 3,000 feet.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
is where they live. But, I mean, even once I get out, I've got, you know, nice setup with a 265 LHW Airmar transducer. Past 500 feet, I don't see much.
Yeah.
So the new boat that I'll be getting soon, I've got the big transducer in it, the R599, which is 3,000 watts. Ooh. And it's even better than that. It's a super narrow band. So you get more
sending
detail.
Sending it really hard to the bottom.
Yeah, through a smaller cone. And for swordfish, I mean, you can literally mark swordfish and drop a bait to them in a lot of cases. And then same with the deep water rockfish stuff. I think it's going to open up a whole new world of fishing spots.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. Rich, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, everyone. I had a couple of questions. One is, do you think we're going to get a Dorado invasion this year like last year? And also, when you're fishing for a bottom fish and you're using a jig and a dropper loop on top, if you have two assist hooks on your jig and another hook on your dropper loop, is that legal?
Man, that's a tough call. I
think it is, because it's like a Rapala with two treble hooks, right? That counts as like one.
Yeah, I know that a treble, yeah, like I know that the jig of a Rapala doesn't count as multiples. Here's how I always like look at a stance like that. Like, you would had to have been a total jerk to whatever game warden was giving you your questioning for them to call you on that and put you over the top. Like, two free swinging assist hooks off of the same lure and a dropper loop above it, to call that fishing with three hooks would be pretty tough. Like, I don't know. So I'm gonna start with that, saying I do not have that for sure.
Next time you see a game warden, ask him what his ruling would be. That'd be like a judge's ruling.
That's what I'm saying. Right? I can't imagine that you're gonna get popped for being over the hooks from having one jig that has two hooks on it,
right,
and then one loop up above.
And they spell that out in the reg book. I remember reading it about the multiple points on a lure or whatever. I think you could dig that out pretty quick. I'm not 100%
sure. I just don't know.
But I would guess you'd be okay. And like Ricky said, I feel like so much of that stuff is how you treat the encounter with Mr. Brown Jean.
100%. Be respectful and be cool. Yeah, and I'm cool. I can't imagine you're gonna have any issues.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's a text from Eric in Riverside. He says, I sold my house back in November 2021, currently living with my family. Can you give me a few different options on the best way to buy a house for my family?
Well, there's a ton of different ways to buy a house for the family. If you're, let's say, a retired veteran, you can go with a VA loan. You can go with a 3.5% down FHA loan. We have,
for anybody can get that, right?
For the most part,
3.5%,
yeah.
I mean, FHA will do scores all the way down to 580.
Yeah.
You know, so as long as you have a job, you've been there for a couple of years, you make decent money, we can pretty much put you into something.
Yeah.
There's some other programs right now that the credit unions are running to save you on payment, like a 5-1 arm, a 7-1 arm. You know, the first 5 years is fixed, and then after that, it is variable. But we all know that, you know, we'll probably be out of this higher interest rate setup that we have right now in a couple years. So those are great options.
But the key is find a good realtor like Yosef that knows his stuff, knows all the different angles, and start looking, right?
That's it. Yeah. Give me a shout, and I'll assess your situation, and we'll kind of tailor your needs to, you know, to what you need in a home and what you can afford.
And you said it multiple times too, like, you're not the mortgage guy, but you know who to send a guy to take care of that part of it.
Totally.
You'll find the place, and you'll find the guy that's going to help him get the loan that he needs to get the place.
Yep. I've got a couple mortgage guys that I use for different situations. Mm-hmm. Very loyal to them. One of them's a fisherman, and they do a great job, and I will fit you with the right person.
That's
when
right.
We get to that point. That's going to save you the most money and get you the best service.
All right, cool.
Hey, we got a great text came through. This one says, guys, you've talked about your background growing up in trout fishing. With opening day coming up for trout season and most of the San Diego trout fishing from lakes, do you guys have any recommendations on streams, rivers, or moving water that are closer to San Diego that allow for good trout fishing? That's from Brian in San Diego.
Man, that's a good question.
Cuyamaca.
Yeah, I mean, the lake. Yeah,
the lake,
and I'm with this guy. Like, fishing a lake to me is so boring.
Yeah.
Walking up and down a river is so much fun. Yeah, I mean, And I don't know. I mean, I know Ricky Geek's on his trout a little too. There's really not
much. That
yeah. There's some local streams where, like, you fished all day, you catch one or two tiny little native small trout. Fish. Yeah,
I mean, up in Big Bear, like Big Bear Creek. I mean, it's still okay.
I did it a couple.
Yeah, but it's small fish, right?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing you're gonna catch is like maybe 8 inches.
Yeah,
you know, I think La Palma Creek's the same thing. Up off of Palomar, my favorite thing that's close is like Kern River. You know,
yeah,
Kernville. Mm-hmm. I know it got pretty blown out with these storms. But they stock it very well. There's
blown
lots
out
of native,
year.
You know, fish in there. I've got some really nice
in
trout.
In Kernville, yeah.
DFG
yeah,
used to put trout in that creek, like through like Green Valley Falls campground and things. But I don't know that they do that anymore. Yeah.
There's still
I
mean, some natural fish down below. If you hike down Green Valley Falls a ways, hiking like a half mile or something, there's bigger pools that have natural fish in them.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But the problem right now with everything except that the tailwater is high water.
It's
moving too fast. I was leaving tomorrow on a trip.
As you said.
Had to cancel because they're increasing the flows, right? So everything's changing. But even the Eastern Sierra trout opener is next Saturday. Not going to be a very good trout opener. Even Crowley's not.
Well, I was going to say, what is going to be open for the opener?
Like, not much.
It can be, right? Like, it's all still under like 20 feet of snow.
Yeah. What's the bank? They're all blowing out.
Yeah. And there's some flows on the lower Owens, but it's still really high. Maybe some of the creeks down in Bishop. Maybe. But it's not going to be
everywhere.
It's not going to be a great opener.
Water and snow everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out if we have a caller or a texter. All he's going to do is the honor, flip the big prize coin there. And we have a texter today. Congratulations, that's Brian in San Diego. You got yourself a brand new pair of Costa Del Mars. You are stoked, Brian.
Yeah, you are stoked. And Ali, congratulations on the success of BD Outdoors as well as Local Knowledge. How do we find it?
We're not hard to find. localknowledge.tv or bdoutdoors.com.
Yeah. Great stuff, man. Keep it up.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Good luck on the tournament.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
Kick your input.
And
Don't worry.
Not link hub, though. And Yosef, great information, man. Lots and lots of requests and information. People want a guy that likes to fish and that's a good guy like yourself to help them with real estate. How do we do that?
You can give me a call on my cell phone or text 619-277-2169. If you'd like a home evaluation, go to SoCalHomeEval.com.
Nice. Yeah, and you'll help them out, and no pressure, no hype. It's just
no pressure. You know
your stuff, and whether it be land or a house or whatever.
You got it. Anything to do with Southern California real estate.
All right. Anywhere in Southern California.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Yosef. Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate you guys coming in. Appreciate you out there. Thanks to Kristen for doing everything on the phones and the board. And, of course, thanks to Adam for everything he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, thanks to you for all your texts, all your calls, and all your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We sure appreciate it. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Mike Morrison from 22nd Street Landing is going to be here. And that's going to be a fun show, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.